Confirm patient identity using an open question style. Collect the supplies required and prepare yourself according to your organization's policies and procedures. Inspect products for applicable expiry dates. Select the blood collection needle gauge according to the physical characteristics of the patient's vein and the volume of blood to be collected. If required before blood collection, label or match the identity of the pre-labeled tubes in the presence of the patient according to your organization's policies and procedures. Prepare the patient in line with your organization's policies and procedures. The tourniquet should be applied just proximal from the puncture site being considered. Once the tourniquet is applied and the vein selected, cleanse the site in line with your organization's policies and procedures. Do not repalpate the vein after cleansing and let the site air dry before the needle is inserted. Remove the white protective cap to expose the multi-sample sleeve and hub thread to which you will attach the tube holder. Carefully place the tube holder over the multi-sample sleeve and rotate the holder in a clockwise direction until you have a secure connection. Move the safety shield all the way back until it meets the holder. Twist and pull the coloured needle cap straight off. Within 1 minute of applying the tourniquet, perform venipuncture with the safety shield facing up to ensure the needle bevel is in the correct position for venipuncture. Use the wings or the body of the tube holder to gently push the tube onto the multi-sample sleeve. Remove the tourniquet when blood flow is established into the first tube. Do not remove the tube until blood flow has stopped. Remove the tube from the holder by gently pulling and ensure that each tube is filled to the indicated level. Gently invert, according to the manufacturer instructions. Place gauze over the venipuncture site in preparation for applying pressure after the needle is withdrawn. Withdraw the needle from the vein and apply light pressure to the site to stop bleeding. Immediately after removing the needle from the vein and using a single-handed technique, position the thumb squarely on the safety shield thumb pad and push the safety shield forward to cover the needle. An audible click can be heard to indicate the safety shield is locked. Dispose of the needle and holder in accordance with your organization's policies and procedures. Dispose of the needle and one-use holder together. If not using a one-use holder, follow the manufacturer instructions for disassembly. Provide post-venipuncture care in accordance with your organization's policies and procedures. If required after blood collection, label or match the identity of the pre-labeled tubes in the presence of the patient according to your organization's policies and procedures.